In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We all know what happens. Sooner or later, if we spend enough time in the real world of the parish, or even enough time on this campus, someone comes up to us with a question. A question that doesn't seek an answer at all, but rather looks to capture you in its subtleties, to show that the person asking the question knows far more than you. You go to the seminary. What do you think about this? Or, Pastor, what about this issue over here? What's your opinion? And woe to us when we miss the real significance of that question, seeing that it's not looking for an answer at all, and find that there is no answer that can be given. Well, here today, we see the most devious of questions, fired not at us, but at our Lord, far more dangerous than any that is asked of us. For the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders knew what they were doing. They had seen Jesus, seen what he was doing among the people, heard of his miracles, and recently watched as he came into the temple and turned over the tables of the money changers and thrown them out. And so they come to him with what must have been, in their minds, just a simple question. By what authority do you do this? Who has given you the right to come into our temple and cause all of these problems? But they want no answer. They don't come to find out where his authority comes from. They come to take it away. And they believe that they have trapped him this time. Jesus is not out in the wilderness with his smelly crowds anymore. He's here in the very center of our temple. And we've got him. Got him right where we want him. How dare they? How dare they question God's Son to come before him and ask him where his authority comes from? Those who went before them in the faith of Judaism would have fallen on their faces and removed their shoes to be in the presence of Almighty God and not dared even to look up into his face. And yet here they come today and ask questions of him. Where do you get the right to say all of these things? How dare they do this? How dare they? How dare we? For how many times haven't we come to our Lord and asked him the same question? God, where did you get the right to make decisions about my life? What gives you the right, Lord, to send me to this church in the middle of nowhere? And what gives you the right to ask me to leave my well-paying job behind for a lifetime filled with problems in the ministry? What gives you the right, God? By what authority do you say these things? We ask the same question. The same question that they asked on that day. And on that day, we see that a question was given to them in return instead of the answer they were expecting. Jesus is not going to fall into their trap. Instead, he redirects them. The baptism of John, was it from God or from man? Question my authority. Let's see how we're doing with the authority that God has given to you. Answer this simple question. And they already know they've been beaten. For if they say that John's baptism came from God, then they stand condemned for not welcoming the prophet, for not heeding his word, and for not going out themselves. But if they say that it's from man, then they are equally guilty of not pointing out the false teacher among them. Either way, they have failed. What answer can be given? None, and so they take the coward's way out. We don't know. Who can say? And we also give that same answer over and over again. Faced with difficult choices, decisions that we don't want to live up with, how often do we also say we don't know when we know the answer in our hearts? But if we say the truth clearly, what will happen? Perhaps our church will not grow at the rate we would like. Perhaps we will pass up the raise we were expecting from our church council. And so sometimes we soft-speak the truth and push it off on the side, saying, along with the scribes and the elders and the chief priests, we don't know. And now, what can Jesus do? Faced with a people then and now, without the courage to follow the divine word where they see it, and lacking the courage to expose the falsehoods among them, what can he say? How would they be ready to hear the answer of his authority? For you are mystified that God was speaking through a humble man in the wilderness, that through these dirty human lips came the word of God, that in a tiny handful of ordinary water, God gave forgiveness. You cannot see these things. We cannot comprehend that even these things are the instruments of God. And if that is beyond us, how can mankind possibly understand the question that they ask on this day? How can they understand that God is not working through Jesus, but that God is Jesus? That Almighty God Himself stands among us and has used His own authority to do these things. That the Godhead has taken up humanity into itself for the purpose of our redemption. And if mankind is scandalized by Jesus turning thieves out of the temple, how much more are we scandalized when we see Jesus, the true temple, offering his sacrifice on the cross, surrounded by thieves, and dying for thieves? If we are shocked at seeing the prophet of God dressed in camel's hair in the wilderness, how can we react to God hanging naked upon a tree, pouring out his lifeblood for the sins of those who accuse him on that day and in this one? I cannot answer you, Jesus says, for you cannot bear this truth. For here the scandal of scandals is among us, and we simply cannot face it. For as these people plotted the death of Jesus, so he plotted their salvation in ways that they could not expect. Even while they and we were fighting against him, still he worked for their salvation. For despite our questioning of God, our boastfully putting our authority over his over and over again, and our unwillingness to stand up for the truth, to condemn the false, despite all of this, Jesus went on anyway, in our stead, taking all of that guilt upon himself. And there he continues with it to the cross, where our sin dies with him. By whose authority do you do all of this, Jesus? Here is the true answer: by his own. By God's authority, all of this is done for our sake, that we might live with him in his kingdom forever. As our sin dies with him, so in his resurrection, we find life everlasting. By whose authority? By his own. By God's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.